Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome. I am here at the table with my daughter, Madison.
Hi.
And we are going to do our last Monday episode of season one in the Word of God. We have been taking you through different steps of biblical study. It's more than just reading or hearing the Word of God. It's actually paper to pencil. So we hope that you have been along with us on this journey. And keep in mind, even though we are taking a pause of maybe a month or two with this podcast, the podcast isn't going anywhere. So if you need to go back there through episode descriptions and re-listen to many of the episodes just about verse mapping or the different processes of that, please do. But Maddie and I are going to wrap up today with cross references and then just how we like to close, and we'll get more into that later. I'm going to start by just lifting us up in prayer, and then I'm going to actually let Maddie take it first with cross references. We are in Psalm 119, 114. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. Just in this one verse, you are our hiding place. You are our shield. We hope in your word. Thank you for the privilege of this time and space and place to discuss the truth of your word and the benefits we get from it. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so cross references, we kind of introduced just finding your word, a word that hit you in the verse for whatever reason, and then cross references, where is that word in another verse throughout the Bible? So, for example, hiding place was a word that popped out to me in the ESV version, and I looked up Psalms 32:7, and it says, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." And then another one was Psalms 18:1-2. "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress," which is that same word as hiding place, "and my deliverer." So it kind of expanded my idea of hiding place. In the first verse, where it uses the exact same word, hiding place, it talks about saving someone from trouble, which is kind of what I got from Psalms 119:114, because it talks about hiding place and shield. But then it also says, "You surround me," which is something that we talked about in the last couple episodes, about this safety and security, which kind of aided to my comprehension of the verse of this surrounding me. And then in the next verse in Psalms 18, it talked about the same word they used for hiding place was translated into fortress, which is a very strong way to describe it. And so it talks about the Lord and strength, rock, fortress. And so that really helped me understand this idea of hiding place not being maybe like a passive thing that's just like, sometimes when I think of hiding, I think like I'm scared and I'm running to a place out of fear, but more like maybe I am scared, but I'm running to a place of strength and security, and I can be scared or stressed or overwhelmed and still be a part of like a strong fortress that he brings and surrounds me. So I don't have to be kind of in that trouble, knowing that he's all around me. So I love looking at verses that have the same word in a different point, because like we've talked about before, if God's saying it multiple times, then it's probably important. Mm-hmm. And it really aids to your comprehension. It gives you kind of a better view of all across the Bible, what does this word mean and how do they describe it? What are the, you know, things, the other words in the verses that really help you understand?
I'll share one. One of my key words was the word "word." I hope in your word, which we know that is God's word of truth. So for cross-referencing, I wrote down Genesis 15:1. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Mm-hmm. Your reward shall be very great. Now, what I like to do, now keep in mind, I have been doing a form of this much longer than many of you have. So now when I write it down, I also look if that verse is also attributing itself to any of the other keywords. And that's why I like to use color, not to freak any of you out. But my word, I had colored purple. So in that verse, Genesis 15:1, the word, I wrote word in purple. But then I wrote Lord and I am in orange, because my keyword you was in orange. And then I wrote shield in green, because my isolated keyword shield was in green. So in that one verse, it also re-hit for me three of the keywords from the verse. So I'm not telling any of you you have to do that to that extreme, but I'm just telling you that that's where I am now, that when I look at a cross-reference, I'm also looking at how is it hitting with even multiple key words.
That's cool.
So that's just a fun one that I'm going to share. Now we're going to tell you two other opportunities before you kind of wrap a verse that you're studying. And I'm going to let Maddie share about the first one. It's something that is very helpful for us before we walk out of the knowledge and comprehension. Mm-hmm. It is one of the first stages, what we like to call application. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to close us with one other applicable option.
Yeah, so far we've taken the verse and we've really dug into like the meaning and the context, and where do we find it in another translation? Where do we find it in another part of the Bible? Like, what's the definition? What does that mean, like, in a biblical way? And so we really are digging to find like knowledge to help us understand the actual words and how those words are put in one verse and maybe why they're there. So we're really like learning about the verse. And I hope that has opened up a lot of just really cool instruction. And when I go through that process, I always learn a lot. And then it helps me remember that verse and what those words are. So anytime I see that word in a completely different verse or hear it in a different sermon, those words now have meaning to me that I never knew before. So we've been learning. And now, like Mom said, we're going to switch to really applying that and kind of analyzing what you now know and applying it in a different way. So sometimes we refer to this part as like truth journaling, because we're writing down the truth, but it might not be black and white from the verse. So this one practice is very simple, but it really takes some thought. And the more you do it, the easier it is. So it might sound intimidating, but it's not. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to re-look over your verse, and you're going to look at what does that verse and everything you've learned about that verse tell you about God, about his character, about the truth that we know is God. So for example, It says, you are my hiding place. Well, I know you is talking about God. So I know hiding place is something that God is. And you could just say hiding place, and that would be fine because there's no right or wrong. You can put whatever you want. You can literally put shield because it says in the verse, you are my shield, right? But I like to take it a little further and I think about what do those words mean. So for example, shield, that is a defense, a cover. We talked about it's against physical and spiritual attacks, and looking at different translations, it said protector. And I looked at different verses. And so I put that based on the word shield, that God is present with me and he is my armor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't literally say that in the verse. It doesn't say God's always with you, but that's just what it made me think of. Mm-hmm. When I studied it, it made me remember the character of God is ever present. He is always with me. He's always around me. And that he's literally my armor with physical attacks and spiritual attacks. So that was just something that helped me remember a truth about God and his character. So you do that for every word, every word that you picked out and you studied. Look at what does that specific word tell you about God's character. Maybe it's a part of the verse that you didn't really study a lot, but it still brought something to your mind about the whole essence of this verse tells you who God is in a certain way. And we probably know these things about God, but it's really helpful to write them down. And when you're in a tough spot, you come back. Who is God? When you're struggling, this is who God is. This is what I know about God. He's not ever going to change. I can trust in that. So then on the flip side, you think about what does this verse tell you about yourself or just humanity in general? And this isn't like a, because God is always present, humanity is a failure and misses out on things. No, you're not because God is this, I'm not that. You're taking that and you're understanding that you have, if you're a Christian and believe, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So you have a part of God inside of you. Because God is this, I can be this. Yes. Now, you can't be the same as God, but you can still hold similar characteristics and values and truths. Mm-hmm. So when I looked at, I'm going to keep going to shield because I talked about that. So on the different side of what does that tell me about me? It tells me that I'm never alone and that I am protected. Mm-hmm. So maybe I don't always feel, maybe I still feel lonely, but I can remember that I'm not alone. That is a truth that I hold in my heart and my mind to protect me. And then I know I'm always protected. It might not feel like it. It might feel like the world is pressing in around me and it's overwhelming me. But in my truth, in my heart, I know I'm safe. I know I'm secure. So this can be a little scary because the verse might not specifically tell you what, you know, the characteristics of God and man are. And you really have to sit in it and think about it. We're changing from that knowledge point to now I have to think about what I was thinking about and turn that into something kind of different. And that might not, those things, maybe that's not what you thought when you read that verse, the point about not being alone and things. That just popped out to me because that's something that I guess God was trying to teach me in that point, and I know that's a truth. So these are going to be very positive words and characteristics of both God and you. You don't ever want to get negative about it, about God's so strong and he's a fortress and I'm weak and I'm nothing. Like, we're not doing that. We're really being positive because God is this, I'm this, or I have the potential to be this, and you're speaking life into yourself and other people. So Anything else you want to add?
And the only other thing I want to add is the minute, like Maddie said, we go from knowledge to application, that's where it starts becoming personal.
Yeah.
Like the first few things we talked about, the verse, especially if we've claimed the same verse, the key words, the definitions, both literal and spiritual, the history, the biblical content, the translations, the cross-references, you could sit at a table, which we have done, with 6-8 women, mm-hmm. and find a lot of commonalities sure. in all that knowledge information, because we're getting it from the same place, the Word of God.
Right.
But like Maddie said, if you think of like turning the page to now, let's apply this, Maddie's application and my application and the other 4 or 5 women at the table, that's where it starts, that the Holy Spirit is going to use the same truth mm-hmm. of that same Word of God, but individually meet the needs of us in our various situations.
Mm-hmm.
So what Maddie needed to receive from that verse was, she's not alone, she is protected. I wasn't going to share, but now I'm going to make that impact.
Yeah.
Where I sat in it the most was from my word. And so what I wrote down is, so what is God? God's truth is my promise. So I wrote in my first side of, what does this verse remind me of? I wrote that he's the true promise. Like whatever I'm trying to seek from the world, I will never get. It will always fail me. What is the truth? It's the promise of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
That will never fail me. So what I wrote on, so then what is that saying about me as a daughter of the King? That I can trust his promise.
Yeah.
But how do I know his promise? I got to get in the word.
Hmm.
So that's what I needed from this verse in this season. It's not what Maddie needed at this moment, but it's true
yeah.
from this verse. Both applications of it are true.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it starts to split and become very individualized as you sit in it and literally say, God, what do you have for me to apply from this verse?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm going to tell you the last little thing, which is probably my favorite of all. You know, Maddie has shared before that she loves the richness of the historical context. Not that that's necessarily her, you know, fast and favorite. Like that's, she's done when she does that, but
yeah.
she just loves that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't really have a favorite part. But I love to sit and marinate in this section, which is basically after you've done the knowledge level, after you've done the application of what does this really say to me now about him? What does this really say to me now about what I can possess through him? Then this is really the accountability piece. This is, we are not going to read the Word of God just to be reading the Word of God. We are going to look for how the Word of God is going to change us, move us into action from passive to active. And so the three options we want you to think about is, did this verse in any way change my mind, the way I think? Did this verse in any way change my heart and the way I love? Or did this verse in any way change my will and the way I act? Sometimes it changes one more than the others. Sometimes it changes a couple. Sometimes it hits home on all three. But basically what you're asking yourself is, how am I going to be different from this study of this verse?
Mm-hmm.
My time in his word. And so I'm going to read a little bit of a commentary and another verse that helped me get there. And so this is where you kind of have to go on your own and do some more digging until you come to a place where you're like, wow, I really think that's what's hitting for me. And one thing was from a commentary, Matthew Henry, which I first became familiar with by using Bible Hub, a resource for studying the Word of God. And what he wrote was, the more we love the law of God, remember the word from this verse hit home with me. So that's why I went to more of the law and the truth of God's word. The more we love the law of God, the more watchful we shall be. And then it referenced Hebrews 4:1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach that rest. So for me, he is saying, God offers us rest through his word. And if some of you or I am feeling overwhelmed, the first application I have to remind myself is, how much time am I spending in his word? Mm-hmm. If his word is rest and I'm not at rest, I need more of his word. So that hit my mind when I'm allowing other things to overwhelm me and I'm not being overwhelmed by his joy. I need to get my mind right back in his word. That hit my heart. Apparently I'm loving what the world's got for me, or I'm being run by the world's activities, or I'm being run by the world's immediacy, and I'm not putting him first as a priority of my love. And then that hit my will. So how is it going to change my actions? I need to claim, like I spoke of last week, Wednesday, that my non-negotiable in my blank calendar at the beginning of each month needs to be my appointments with God, period. Mm. Period. And then I'm going to read a little bit more. This is from a commentary called Gill's Exposition. I also found it through Bible Hub. It says, to hope in God's word means to confidently rest on its teachings. Well, how are you going to rest on his teachings? You're going to read it. And then here's another quote. The perfections of God are chambers of retreat and safety to his people. Think about that. God is offering us chambers of retreat and safety where we, like Maddie says, may hide ourselves in and be safe from all calamities. So I'm thinking, wow. And then Isaiah 26:20, come my people, enter my chambers and shut the door behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. So in my mind, I see myself like Maddie mentioned earlier when she was doing her cross-referencing. Sometimes I think of like God has this army barrack chamber and I'm way outside, and when I'm fearful, when I'm anxious, when I'm exhausted, when I'm overwhelmed, when I'm scared, when there's financial troubles, when there's health troubles, I'm like running to him, which isn't wrong. But now where I am in the season of life, I'm like, why don't I just strive to stay within the middle of those chambers and not run out and in and out and in and out and in? Why don't I just stay in the rest? And I'm like, how do I stay in the rest? I enter his rest by reading his word, obeying it, and don't leave. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal for myself now, that I'm not going to run back and forth and be like, where's your shelter? Where's your shelter? Where's your shelter? I'm going to be like, I know where your shelter is. I'm going to stay there despite what's going on.
That's good.
I just want to be. So that's why we offer you to sit in his word. You have to take the big picture of the verse and break it all down before you build it all back up again. It's like the synthesis of it, taking it all apart and putting it all back together in an analysis of, wow, this is what this verse said to me. Mm-hmm. Madison, anything you want to share about, we call it walk it out, mm-hmm. that last part about what is this igniting within you? Not just, that was a good read. That was a nice verse. But how is this like almost building up something so it almost combusts if you don't do something with it?
Yeah. I would say you are so far kind of advanced in your like still taking verses to kind of support the truth that you're learning.
Oh yeah.
And that's okay. Something that I'm working on. But when I think of these two steps that we've talked about applying after the knowledge and then applying, it's something that that I can do with just a quiet time with me and God.
Yes.
Right? You should know everything, and then you get that.
Yes.
But then you also go out and search for more evidence to just nail down. You're like, I know, and just to build up more, which is amazing. Something that I got from this was, you know, he is always present with me and I'm not alone. And the kind of the key takeaway was that, like you said, I'm going to remain mm-hmm. with him
mm-hmm.
because that's better for me than trying to face it on my own, even though I'm never alone.
Yes.
But to stay under that shield and in that hiding place, that refuge is far greater than me trying to go. And so then I really, the next part of that is, it's not two separate statements.
Yeah.
You are my hiding place and my shield, period.
Yeah.
I hope in your word. It's not. They're connected.
That's good, Manny.
So that you are my hiding place and my shield, I hope in your word. That, because I've really been dwelling in hiding place, shield, those really mm-hmm. awakened a lot. And then by the time it got to the walk it out part, if I want that mm-hmm. and I believe it and I trust it, what do I have to do?
Mm-hmm.
Hope in your word, which mm-hmm. another word for hope is wait.
Yeah.
Which is something that I just personally struggle with. It's so my heart change was, I am confident in your promises and I will wait for your timing,
mm-hmm.
which is that hope in your word and promises and truth and law. All of those are the same. So then my change, my will change or my action change will be, I'm not doing my own thing. I am putting on my shield daily.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm staying, like you said, I'm remaining in God's covering
mm-hmm.
because why would I leave this hiding place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then to do that, like we know from other parts of the Bible, to arm yourself with your sword and your shield, you have to be reading the word.
Yeah.
So interestingly enough, kind of what our action mm-hmm. points consistently were teaching us was, I'm going to stay in the word daily.
Yeah.
Because that is how I can put on my shield, mm-hmm. run to my hiding place. I can trust and wait and hope in your promises. That's where you are, to where I'm not running off and doing my own thing and expecting a different result and going out and planning something that's not right. And that's the best thing for me, for guidance, comfort, all of the things. So
I have a beautiful God-given real world time picture of this. Madison had a professional development yesterday, so I had the privilege of having Mickey. He is insatiably excited about all things military, and so yesterday we built little different, he had all his army Lego men that he put together. We had to find their arms and heads and hats. And anyway, he built them all. And then we had tanks and we had missile launchers and we had all these artillery, and he had a remote control tank even. And so we went, after we built them on the kitchen table here where we're podcasting, we went into the living room, into a hallway, and he had 12 enemy men. He made sure he had 25 on his side, the good guys, he called them. And then he had his tank that he was remote controlling, that he was going to attack the enemy men. And then he had different lookout points of safety. And what was so, and I just replayed it all right now as Maddie was talking. I hadn't even thought this before, but he had two Lego men's with radios. They didn't have any weapons. They both had radios. But one guy was in the high safe spot where my chase lounge sits. He could see it all. And the other little guy was down where his good guy 25 were with that radio. And I'm just watching him set it all up. Well, I was in charge of setting up the 12 enemy guys that were about to get plowed over. But I said to him, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "Because, Lolly, someone has to see it all and warn somebody to tell my other men what's happening so they can be safe. But nobody on the enemy side has a radio." So then he gets his tank and he starts remote controlling it. And he, of course, plows all his enemies down.
Yeah.
But now sitting here with us in this verse, replaying that imagery, that's it. God is on the chase lounge. He sees it all.
Yeah.
He knows the tank's coming for us. But we have a radio system.
Yeah.
The tank is Satan. Hello. And we have an army of compadres if we so build it. It's called Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
And our radio works when the lines are open and we are daily, for me, and Maddie holds herself as well accountable to it, daily we have got to be on the radio with him.
Mm-hmm.
If we lay the radio down, we're going to get hit by the tank.
Right.
And if we don't have the radio, because here's the thing, I said, "Does that guy need a gun?" He's like, "No, he's got the radio." So Mickey knew he was more safe with communication than a weapon, because he just needed someone telling him.
Yeah.
And then that guy's job was to tell everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am in life. I'm going to keep my radio open and on with God. And I feel I am still compelled to then radio out to anyone else in my Christian community,
mm-hmm,
and say, "Girls, daughters of the King, we have to be on guard because the Satan tank is coming to plow us over."
Yeah.
Every day.
That's for sure.
But anyway, that's a little thank you from Mickey. Thank y'all for listening. And like I said, in our little siesta from this season one, go back if you need it and listen to any of our episodes about verse mapping.
Yeah.
A lot of them are Psalm 119 in the episode description, but we love you and thank you for tuning in with us for this season.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.